Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Nicole?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good, Monica.
Good. Nicole, I was reaching out to you because I know you were speaking with, either you or the patient were speaking with Dina earlier today. And
yes.
I was just looking over your requirements. I received the IDs that you sent me via text. Did you happen to complete your application?
Wait, hold up a second. I'm just going through, I just sent the, just set an onboarding, hold on. I did do, yeah, I believe so. Because the competency, wait, onboarding requirements. Cognitive form, onboarding requirements. Direct deposit, I did that. Yes, I did the onboarding. Where's your IN94W4? I did that. I send the ID.
Because I see it.
The only thing left to do is the competency. Yeah, the competency test.
Okay. Now, for your application, I see that there was an application submitted, but it's under a different name. But it has like your email. It has,
That's remember I told you that Romaine Bowen was doing it.
Okay, so that's another application. No, I haven't gotten your application then.
For Romaine Bowen?
No, for you.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, you're not signing up. It's for Romaine.
Romaine Bowen, he's doing it, yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's right here. I'm helping him. Yeah.
Got it. All right, no worries. I'm going to go ahead and... Okay,
sorry for the confusion. I thought I told, I spoke with somebody the first, yeah, and I told them it's Romaine Bowen.
Got it. No worries. I'll go ahead and edit it here. So then the ID is, let me just see. All right. So then if you can send me. Okay, I got Romaine Bowen's IDs. Okay, perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and save that over to the file, and then I'll look for Romaine Bowen's requirements. Did he already get his TB test by any chance?
He's doing it today. It's going in today.
Okay, perfect. Do you know if he's gonna get like a?
Because he said he's just he just needs to do the one, the one, not the three parts.
Is it the blood test that he's gonna do?
Yeah, you said once he does the blood test, he doesn't have to do the, I think I was speaking to somebody, he doesn't have to do the three part, they will just send the results to you, I believe.
Yeah, if he does the blood test, I mean, you can request for them to fax over the results, if you want to get that done, that would be fine. I can text you the fax number that the lab board for the Quest could send us the results.
All right, and he's just going to LabCorp, is it?
Well, the thing is that they need a doctor's order. So he would need to go to either see his doctor so they can send an order to LabCorp Quest so you can get the blood test done.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let me tell him that. So he just needs to go up to his doctor's and tell him that he needs to do a TB, a blood work, a TB test, but the blood test.
Yes, and because you can.
And they will send over, and you're saying that they will send over an order to LabCorp?
Yeah, they would send an order in so he can get it done. You can try to see if you can get it done at any urgent care, but I believe they're just going to do the TB test, like the regular skin test.
Oh, if he does that there. So he would have to.
He would have to go back again for the.
Go back and have it read. Right, if he does it that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So does he pay that out of pocket?
So does he have insurance?
He has insurance, yes.
The insurance should cover it, but if for any reason it doesn't and he needs to pay out of pocket, what we can do is he can send us a bill. He can send us a receipt of what he paid for, and we would be able to cover up to $70 for it. However,
okay, well,
I mean, if it's covered with his insurance, he can just do it with his doctor.
Yeah.
We can also schedule him a visit to go to, like, an ASC, urgent care, but he would have to get the TB skin test done.
Okay. He would have. So that's the three-part one or the two-part one?
That would be the two-part one. So you would have to go.
Okay. Do you want to schedule him, or do you want him to just go to his urgent care?
Whatever is easier for him, whatever he wants to do. If he wants to do a blood test, then he would need to go to the to see his doctor.
And that he doesn't have to do yearly if he does the blood test.
The blood test, if he's active in our system, will be valid for from 2 to 3 years.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me. He's downstairs right now. I'm gonna go get him, so
okay.
He has the insurance, so I guess he can go up to the urgent care and see if he can do it. We'll see. Okay. All right, we'll work it out.
Okay, sounds good. Keep me posted, okay?
Okay, all right, no problem.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.